们站起来。First, we'll read in English. Acts 6, 1 through 6, and you all can read with me. In those days, when the number of disciples were increasing, the Hellenistic Jews among them complained against the Hebraic Jews because their widows were being overlooked
in the daily distribution of food.
Sorry, let's see here. There we go. So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, "It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the Word of God in order to wait on tables. Brothers and sisters, choose seven men among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them. And we will give our attention to prayer and ministry of the Word." Okay, let's go back to the beginning and read the Chinese.
那是门徒增多，有说希利尼话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天的供应上忽略了他们的寡妇。十二使徒叫众门徒来，对他们说：“我们撇下神的道，去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。所以弟兄们，请从你们中间选出七个。”与好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。但我们要专心以祷告、传道为事。大周和喜悦这话，就拣选了斯提凡，乃有大有信心、圣灵充满的人；又拣选了腓力、伯罗、哥罗、尼加拿、提门来，并犹太。叫做安提阿人尼哥拉 ，next， 叫他们站在使徒面前，使徒祷告了，就按手在他们头上。
All right, you may be seated. In the Sunday school for the second hour, we've been studying the Book of Acts.
我们在这个主日学，我们一直在学这个使徒行传。
And the book of Acts actually can be thought of the book of the work of the Holy Spirit through His church.
这个使徒行传其实记载了这个圣灵怎样在这个教会里面工作。
And we see very clearly that it was the Holy Spirit's work in the brothers and sisters that were enabling them to do amazing things for God.
这个圣灵在当时教会里面能够充满了他们的信徒，使他们能够做。
So today I was thinking this last week, what should I title this? And I thought, okay, let's talk about a heavenly DNA, not an earthly kind, but a heavenly DNA that does amazing things beyond our own ability.
我在准备这个讲道的时候，我就想，我准备讲什么题目呢？我想到了这个属天的这样的 DNA 就是一个遗传基因，就属天的遗传基因。
As a lead-in, our world around us is really changing, isn't it? Even the fact that we have to wear these silly masks. But the laws are changing, the environment is getting warmer and warmer, the world is just really changing on many fronts.
我们周围的世界就是一直在不停的变化，像我们现在讲，我们现在这个因为这个新冠，我们都戴这种还不得不戴这种口罩，这个环境也在变化，当地的很多法律也是在变化。
I thought as well that the fast food industry has also undergone its changes. In the past, on the far left, I guess that would be on your, the site, you would go to a restaurant and see a young person helping you. But these days, it's not uncommon to go to a restaurant and see the lady on the right helping you, somebody who should be retired, right? Maybe in her 70s or 80s. That industry has changed as well.
这个快餐那个餐馆里面的这个行业也是有了很大的变化，在这个图片的这个小图片里面看到那个以前都是一些年轻人在里面工作，现在在大图片右边这些图片里面，现在的快餐餐馆里面大部分的工人其实都是年老的，60、70岁，他们其实应该是退休了的但是他们不得不再工作。
In the last 10 years, more and more retired people are taking up jobs that you would have only have seen young people doing.
对，在前面十年，我们看到很多人都 应该已经退休的老年人，他们开始回到工作地方去，来取代了这些或者接替这个年轻人的这个岗位。
So there's change all around us.
变化在我们周围到处都是。
But some things have not changed, and one of those things that has not changed is the fact that we need to have companions.
有些事情总是不会改变的有一件事就那就是我们每个人都需要同伴。
I need to remember that word in Chinese, 同伴。
Yeah, 同伴。
So today we'll talk about being a companion to Jesus.
我今天讲的就是要怎么做耶稣的同伴。
And when we're his companion, we have a heavenly DNA that can really change the course of our lives.
作为这个耶稣的同伴呢，我们就有了这个属天的这样的遗传基因，属天的 DNA。
Here's where that companion comes from. I'll just read it in English and then Ned will read it in Chinese. In Acts 4, 12 through 13, we read the following. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved. Now when they, the Jewish leaders, heard this, they saw the boldness of Peter and John and they realized that these men were uneducated and ordinary men, and they were amazed and recognized them as companions of Jesus.
这是在《使徒行传》第四章十二到十三节啊，咱们也有图印啊。除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。他们见彼得、约翰的胆量，又看出他们原是没有学问的小民，就稀奇，认明他是跟过耶稣的。
What is really a companion?
就是这个同伴的定义到底是什么样的呢？
You know, sometimes it's easy just to go to the dictionary first.
我们就查到字典看看。
A companion is a person who frequently spends time with you, associates with you, or accompanies you when you go places.
一个同伴就是一个人，就是经常和你一起花时间在一起，和你有一些联系。然后呢，你去什么地方，他也跟你去什么地方。
I hope we all have some companions.
我希望我们每个人都有我们的同伴。
But the greatest companion to have is Jesus.
我们能够最好的这个同伴呢，那是做耶稣的同伴。
How did Peter and John, throughout the book of Acts, display that they were companions to Jesus?
在这个《使徒行传》里面，我们看看这个。
They were devoted to prayer and they were filled with God's Holy Spirit.
他们专心祷告，然后呢，又被圣灵充满。
Not only that, they had regular fellowship with one another and they read God's word.
他们也有时时有着有在一起的团契，也和这个读神的话语。
They were obedient in any and every situation in proclaiming God's gospel, God's truths in a difficult society.
不管在什么样的情况下，或者是在这个很难相很难的一个社会里面他们都很顺服去宣告神的这个福音。
A difficult society. We have a very difficult society as well.To proclaim this word, don't we?
他们当时有这个很难的一个社会，其实我们现在也是一样的，这个社会也是非常非常难以接受福音的。
But I want to bring out even another way that they demonstrated that they were Jesus's companion, and this is that they used heavenly standards to solve earthly situations, even church challenges.
我要从另一个角度来看，他们是怎样的一位耶稣怎样的一个耶稣同伴，那就是他们用一个属天的这个标准来处理这个一些问题。
I'm not sure I want to read all of this again, but let me just say, in the early church, the Hellenists and the Hebraic community. In the church together, there was a complaint that came out all over the neglect.Of the daily distribution of food.
在当时候因为犹太人里面有两种，一个是那个希腊化的犹太人，一个是当地的那个希伯来犹太人。所以在当时候也就有那个，因为这个 希腊犹太人 被看作一般的比的当地犹太人要低一点，所以他们很多时候可能他们的一些需要被忽略了，所以他们就向这个使徒们抱怨。
You know, think of it in your own lives. Where do some of these complaints come from? Oftentimes, it's the little things of life. This is just over food.
其实，在我们看我们的生活里面也是，很多时候的抱怨都是来自一些小小的东西。在这里呢，这个抱怨是有关于这个食物方面的。
And we see that they went through a process, and in the end, they selected 7 men.
他们，我们从这里这段经文来看，他们通过这个一个程序呢，就选择七个人。
Gonna forward here a little bit, so. We could basically say the complaint was the unequal distribution of food to the widows. And it was these two groups, the Hellenistic Jews on one side and the Hebraic Jews on the other. Both lovers of God, but there was a complaint that rose up between them in the church. Imagine that.
This 抱怨主要就是有关这个食品的这个不公平的这分配，因为在当时还是没分两个人群，一个是当地的犹太人就是希伯来犹太人，另外一个就是从外面过各地回来的犹太人，他们一般都是希腊化的犹太人所以他们就为了这个食品的分配呢，就出现一些争议了。
Simply stated, I put it this way: the Hebraic Jews probably thought they were superior, and the Hellenistic Jews likely thought they were inferior.And this together was a recipe for disaster in the church.
在当时，这个希伯来的犹太人，他们认为自己比较纯正，所以有种优越感。这个外来的那个叫希腊化的犹太人，他们觉得自己可能是有点低人一等。在这，如果有两在教会里有这两种人群在这时候，我们知道这个就会造成这个很大的一个矛盾。
Maybe I just want to pause here for a minute and just reflect, but certainly these things don't happen in our church, do they? Okay, no, you don't have to answer that question.
So, 我想我们就现在停下来看看我们教会是不是应该没有这样的问题，是不是？
They're everywhere. In any church, you'll find situations.
只是在所有的教会，每个教会都有它的问题。
In Western churches in America, perhaps you might find situations between blacks and white. In Chinese churches, there might arise some situations between the American-born Chinese who have a certain perspective and the overseas or the international-born Chinese who have a different perspective. Regardless, there are complaints that likely come up in the church, and we need to know how to resolve them.
对，在这个美国当地教会里面一般来讲的主要问题是可能会出现在这个黑人与白人之间的问题。然后在华人教会里面呢因为这华人里面有当地出生的华人也有从国外移民过来的华人，所以他们之间也有一些也会出一些矛盾。所以每个教会都会有每个教会的难题。
This is what I saw, at least from my perspective, what the apostles did that were right on, or as some game shows say, spot on. This is what they did. They did not ignore the problem. They didn't say, I don't see any problem. They didn't say or justify the problem by saying, you know what, this is just my culture. This is just how we respond.Or they did not minimize the problem by saying, "Wow, it's no big deal."
So these 使徒，我们从这经文看到，这使徒其实出了这个问题是非常那个精确的。他们的做法就是，第一个就是他们没有忽略这个问题，他们就没有闭上眼睛在问题不存在，然后他们也没有去问这个问题的存在，找到理由，因为这就是我们的文化，这是我们处事的这样就这种方式。或者呢，就是他们也没有去把这个问题呢量小化，就是讲这个问题不是什么大问题，没什么关系。
So because they did not do it this way,
他们没这样做。
They avoided being like anybody else in the world. They avoided being like a person who follows the world's way. They avoided companionship with the world.
他们没这样做，就他们就这样避免了成为这个世界上的一员，也去这个跟从这个世界标准来处理这些问题。
But what they did do was they used kindness. If you go back and read the text, they had a kindness toward the situation, not an irritation. And they invited collaboration. They called the whole community to come in.
对，他们那个就在这出问题的时候，我们看到他们很那个很温和，他们邀请了所有的这个。教会所有的同工，所有的会员一起来处理这个问题，就要让大家一起来参与这个问题的解决。
And they use God's standards. They didn't revert to say some lower standard that the commoners of the world use. They used a heavenly standard for problem solving.
对，他们的标准是这个属天的标准，他没用这个我们这个世界上的这个标准来处理这些事情。
So the positive result was they showed that they were indeed followers of Christ. They were companions with Jesus. That was demonstrated.
对，从这个问题处理的结果来看，这个实际上是很好的，有很好的结果。从这也看出他们是耶稣的这个同伴，他们有属天这样的一个这个 DNA.
An internal division.Between these two groups was avoided. And think of this, the first set of deacons were appointed in the Christian church.
在那个时候就一个教会可能分裂的一个问题避免了。在这个那个时候也是第一批这个执事呢被委任了。
The complaint was healthily solved, and this became an opportunity for the church to.Continue to grow.
一个抱怨被用这个一个健康的方式解决了，这样的就成为教会成长的一个新的一个道路，一个机会了。
All right. Please pray for Ned because I didn't give this testimony to him until the last minute, so I think he needs as much prayer as anyone else right now. Things got kind of busy. The rest of it was done early on. But anyway, just a short testimony that happened in my life that showed that I too have to not resort to using the earthly ways of resolving a situation, but I have to be strong and use God's ways.
我想和大家分享我的亲身的一个经历。这个是我的最后的时间那个写的。我最也请你们为这个严军的祷告，他可能因为我才今天早上才见到他这段这个他的这个这个分享，他那个 Tim 是用自己的这亲身经历来看怎样是一个这耶稣基督的这样的同伴，怎样是一个属天的标准我们来处理我们的。
I have five siblings.
他有Tim 有五个兄弟姐妹。
A few years back, my younger brother was quite emotional during a meeting that we had to discuss the estate of my parents.
就在有一次这个讨论这个他父母的这个遗产的问题的时候那个他一个年小的弟弟。
Actually, my Didi wasn't the only one that was emotional. Every one of us were quite emotional.
其实不只是他弟弟当时很激动，其实当时参加这个会议的所有的人都很激动。
After the meeting was officially over, we had a kind of like a collision, and at that moment he unleashed the fullness of his irritation toward me.
在这个会议结束的时候，我们当时可能是就出现了一个面对面的冲突。在当时，他就把那个他心里的所有的愤怒，就向我发出来了。
He was like a volcano.
他像一个火山爆发一样。
His words were very hurtful, and they were mixed with truths, but exaggerations as well.
他讲的话确实很伤人，里面有一些是实话，但更多的是当然是夸张的。
My wife and daughters, who are right up here, were looking on curiously from a distance.
我的妻子，我的女儿，当时在远远的看着我，充满了好奇。
I remember afterwards, Michaela told me, I thought he was going to punch you.
我的女儿那个 Michaela 跟我讲，她讲，我当时想她会不会那个朝你的脸一拳打来。
Actually, I think I had that thought myself.
其实我当时我也很担心这件事情会发生。
At that very moment, I had to make some decisions, and God stopped me from going kind of an earthly direction, and He reminded me by telling me a few things.
当时我当时想要面临一个选择，就是怎样处理这个问题，是按这个属世的这个方式处理呢，还是按属天方式处理？所以神当时候让我能够安静下来，能够想一想这个事情。
One of the first things, and Judy can testify, this is a very difficult thing for me, because I like to talk.
就是，我想那个 Judy 可以为我做见证。我这个人本来就喜欢讲话。
The scripture says, "Be slow to speak and quick to listen." Ah, so hard.
所以圣经里面当时就经文就跳出来，叫做要慢慢的说。快快地听。
But not just to listen to his words, but listen to his non-verbal words.
就是我不但是要听他讲的什么话，而且听他话，也还要仔细听到话背后的话。
In doing so, I guess I would be showing him unconditional love.
这样的话，我就向他能展示这个没有条件的爱。
So the start was me listening and him just pounding on me his words of disappointment.
所以我当时做选择就是我就只听他讲什么。他做的就是不断的用这些尖刻薄的话来攻击我。
If it wasn't enough to remember that I'm supposed to be slow to speak and quick to listen, God gave me another verse.
这样在这个慢慢的说快快听的这个金句以外，神也给我另外一个金句。
A soft answer turns away wrath.
回答柔和将怒取消。
That's in Proverbs.
这个是在箴言里面的一句话。
With God's grace, I did just that. I listened, and When he had a pause and there was an opportunity to say something, I spoke softly.
就像我当时就按照神这样的诫命，我就做了，让他讲，我就听，然后他那个他在讲话的中间停止的时候呢，我用温柔的话来回答他。
I think I may have missed this piece, but the other thing that was running through my mind was, "Washilawar." 你是老四。
当时在我的脑子里面，我有个深切原因，就是因为他是老四，我是老二，我是哥哥。
你怎么可以这样对我说话？
对，怎么弟弟就用这个态度来对哥哥说话呢
？Sorry, I'm just practicing my Chinese a bit here too. You know, it was difficult, but afterwards there was a sense of both exhaustion and joy.
当时的这个情景是很难的，但是过以后呢，我也能感到一些平安。虽然我也感到很累。
We departed, and 2 weeks later, after much prayer, we had a follow-up conversation.
两个星期以后在很多祷告以后，我们又谈了一次话。
You need to take note of that. Weeks later, at least 2 weeks later, and with prayer. we had the follow-up conversation. Not right away, 不是马上 right?
你们要请注意，我们当时候是在至少两个周祷告以后，我们在谈论说，不是当时马上在一起去了解这个问题。
The volcano had to simmer down, both he and I.
就让这个火山这个慢慢的熄灭掉。
And as a few weeks ago, Ned mentioned confession and repentance. That's what we did too.
像严军在两个星期前讲到的时候，讲的是一个那个认罪和悔改。我们也是这样做。
You know, our relationship has never been closer.
在这个事情以后，我和我弟弟的关系变得更加亲近。
Let me put my glasses back on so I can see over there. So the heavenly DNA, the DNA that does not, that goes against the world's way, just like this example of mine, is one that's devoted to prayer, filled with the Holy Spirit, reading God's word, obedience to proclaiming the gospel. And maybe this last one in particular, the example that I gave, is talking about solving our challenges with heavenly standards, not in an earthly way.
就是这个属天的这个 DNA 使我们能够与这个与世界的这个处理方式不一样是这样这种方式就是通过祷告让圣灵来充满然后呢有固定的不间断的团契然后经常的学习神的话语然后顺服神来宣讲神的福音。最后一个就是一个很难的一个实际上的一个情况就是怎样用这个属天的标准来处理教会的一些矛盾问题。
So this is just a question out there for you. What kind of DNA are you living by? Are you living by on your left a worldly kind of DNA which perhaps provides some temporary happiness and some momentary joy?Are you living by a DNA that's from the Bible, from God's word, one that will give fullness of joy? What kind of DNA are you trying to live by?
就像我们问题就是对我们来讲是我们的生活里面要展示的是用的是哪一个 DNA 是这个属天的 DNA 呢还是属世 DNA 如果用属世 DNA 的话当然也可以解决一些问题也可以带来一个暂时的这样的快乐或者满足或者我们用属天的这样的一个 DNA 用这个圣经里面教导我们的从圣经教导来处理这些问题
I think our church does a lot of things well. I believe we are people of prayer. We're people who read God's word and I believe also that we're being sensitive to his spirit. Just seeing Ned talk like he did 2 weeks agodemonstrates to me clearly that we're people that want to be sensitive to the Spirit. Those three things in the small print, I think we do very well. Prayer, Holy Spirit, and reading God's Word.
我们这个东区华人教会，我想在一些方面做的也挺好的。就是第一个是祷告不断的祷告，然后让圣灵的带领，然后我们也很喜欢读神的话语。
But I think maybe 4 and 5 is something we can pay some more attention to.
这个第四点和第五点可能我们需要更多的注意
Just some questions for analysis here. So maybe you need to make an action point. Are there people at your workplace that you're praying for? Are there people in your community that you're praying for? If you're not, start praying now. God has placed you in those positions to beHis spokesman. Maybe also ask yourself, what about your lifestyle? Am I a volcano erupting with every little thing? Or am I showing self-control, kindness? What kind of DNA am I displaying? And maybe for this week, what new change will you try to, with God's help, do?
第四个就是去宣告神的福音呢我们 要怎么做就是在不管你在自己的工作岗位在你生活的每个地方神把你摆在那里的时候神就是希望你能够去 去向你去找到你有负担的人，为他们祷告向他们传福音。而且我们自己也注意看，我们自己要看我们的生活里面，我们所表现出来的 DNA 到底是怎样的一个 DNA， 是遇到什么事情都很激动，或者像火山爆发不管是大事大事小，我们很容易生气呢，还是我们一个属天的 DNA？ 这样我们也每个星期会问我们自己，这个星期我们需要做哪些改变，来使这个属天 DNA 能够更好的表现出来。
Let's all just take a moment to reflect. It's not easy to live by God's standards. I so much wanted to give back to my younger brother the pain and the frustration that he gave to me, but I had to make a choice, and it's not easy. And every day we all have to make those choices. Are we going to live what's natural? Are we going to earthly? Or are we going to live what's heavenly, what's in God's word? Not easy, but together we can do it. And this is the kind of community to encourage one another, each of us, to do that even better. We can't do it alone. I need Ned's help. He needs mine. I need my wife's help. She needs mine. We all are working together to be a community that better reflects God's DNA to our community. And in this way, this church is going to overflow with people. I mean, that they will come in here because this is a life-giving place for them. So as we end, take a moment to reflect on those areas that maybe you need to improve on, and bring them before God. And he's the waymaker, the what? Waymaker, miracle worker.
Promise keeper,
light in the darkness. Okay, and that's who he wants us to be, a light in the darkness.
我想我们在这个时候，我们可以花点时间来思考，思考这个问题。当在我弟弟出现这个冲突的时候，我当时可以选择去以牙还牙，去这个把我心里面的这个愤怒，把我的不满。向他去回击，但是我没这样做，所以我想我们，我想这个用神的标准，用属天的标准来生活，这个标准是很高的，是很不容易的，但是这就需要我们这样的一个这样的一个叫什么一个属天的子民在一起，一个这样一个群体。因为它很难，所以我们就需要彼此鼓励，彼此的这个什么建造是这个是这样的，是这个我们这个这样的这一个属天的这样的一个氛围能够彰显出来让这样的话，我想这教会就会吸引更多的人，因为什么呀？因为这个教会里面就充满了这个生命的这个给予的这样的一个环境，所以这我们也看到从这个歌里面看到，我们的神是一个开创道路的神，他是这个一个他应许之神，他也是这个什么他也是创造奇迹的神所以这个神在这个神帮助之下我们是。可以也是这个神也是这个黑暗中的光亮，所以有这样的神和我们在一起没有什么事不能做的。
I'm sorry, I forget sometimes I need to
stop.
So he really needed more. We both needed prayer. He needed more. I know one couple who every day takes their church directory and they pray over names. And if they'll do a set of names every day, and then the next day they'll open it again and start where they left off. I don't know if our church has a directory. We used to have one, but even if that's something you can take away for today, start praying for your brothers and sisters.
我想我知道一对夫妻， 他们每天在那有一个教会一个夫妻，他们每天就打开他们的那个教会的那个通讯录，就找到这个按这名字，就每天为里面的一个人或者几个人祷告，然后每天都这样做。所以我们教会是不是也可以啊，也可以这样做，就为你们的弟兄姐妹每天为他们祷告。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷，我们祷告。
Dear Lord, it is so, so easy to operate with the standards that are natural to us, to the ones that are of the world.
亲爱的天父，我们知道这个按我们的本性，按这个世界的标准来做事情是那么的来的那么容易。
The Lord, in the book of Acts, we see that as the apostles spent time with Jesus, and became his intimate companions, they lived by a heavenly DNA, not an earthly.
在这个使徒行传里面，我们看到这他们的这些使徒，他们住啊，每天就和耶稣在一起，成为耶稣亲密的同伴，所以他们啊用的标准是这个属天的这样的DNA。
Lord, I think it's every one of our desire in here to be companions with you, Lord Jesus.
亲爱的天父，亲爱的主基督，我们真的也希望我们能够成为这个基督我们主的同伴。
Forgive us when we have fallen short.
如果我们做的不好的话，求主来赦免我们。
Thank you for the great love and forgiveness in the cross.
谢谢主，你在这个十字架成就这样的伟大的这个救赎和赦免。
And Lord, the promise is, as we spend time with you, as we walk your ways, that we will more naturally live out our lives with a set of heavenly principles.
我们所求的就是主，我们当与你同步的时候，就让我们能够更多的能够按你的标准，按你的这个诫命来生活。
Not by our strength, but by your strength working in us.
不是靠我们自己的力量，而是靠你来自你的力量。
Lord, we thank you and we love you this evening. Help us this week to start afresh. We pray in Jesus' name.
主，我们就感谢你也向你祷告，求我们求给我们一个新的开始以上祷告是奉我们基督主基督的名。Amen.
Amen. I think at this time we want to invite the kids back up.